I mean, it's always a good sound when the pages of the Bible are turning and people are reading, searching, studying, meditating on the Word of God. And that's exactly what we're going to try to do here in episode 244 of In the Word podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And we're excited about talking about Jesus. And we learn about Jesus through His Word, the study of His Word. 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us to study the Word. That is to do a disciplined daily search, a structured deep dive. It comes from a forensic term, which identifies it as something that you investigate thoroughly when you study the Word of God. So that's what we try to do on these podcasts. It's what we try to do in all of our teachings and lessons and messages, is try to learn the Word of God in such a way that it transforms our life. The Word needs to always be transformative, not just informative. Mm-hmm. It really needs to be transformative. What do you think about that?
Being transformed, that's what it's all about. Being transformed by the renewing of our mind, you know, so we have to investigate and really search out the Word of God, you know, so that we'll know what we're living for. We'll know what the Bible is saying, and what, you know, will change us and make us into who God wants us to be. Faith is, it's powerful. And I love Ephesians 6:16. Where it says, and taking up the shield of faith, which with which you will be able to extinguish every fiery dart of the enemy. And I think we did a ladies class or classes on that, because that's really great too, to know that if I just continually trust God,
right,
and continually look to Him, that, you know, He will not allow the enemy to, you know, do whatever it is he may try to do to us. It will extinguish all the darts that the enemy tries to throw at us. God will put up that shield.
Right.
You know, so that it won't destroy us.
Exactly. And so on that line of thinking about just what God does for us, we wanted to talk about faith and trust, just maybe the difference between faith and trust, or essentially what do we think about when we think about the words faith and trust, or really what is faith when it comes to our walk with the Lord, and how do we use faith when we think about our relationship? Is faith something that we gravitate toward, or does it come natural as a believer? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on the Greek word for faith is pistis? I guess I'm pronouncing that correctly, P-I-S-T-I-S, and it in Greek it means to trust in someone or to believe, belief. So it carries that same idea of confidence and assurance. What do you think, Sister Marie?
Yeah, but the one thing about faith and trust is that you can't have that. Well, I'm going to ask you, can you have that in a person if you don't know them?
Yeah,
you know, because
question.
To me, you have to know the person before you can say you trust them or have faith in them. So as Christians, we have to get to know the Lord.
Right.
You know, we may throw faith out there, but then when something bad happens or something distasteful happens, we fall apart. I don't want to get to that part anymore. Do you? I want to know Him so well that even if something it's not pleasant to me happens, I can still say, yeah, but I love Him. I love the Lord because I know He loves me. And I don't know that we in the body, I'm just speaking, in general,
that
we have to search ourselves to see if we're going past that thing of just saying, oh, I believe in God, I have faith in God.
Right.
But in essence, if you did a search, a deep dive into the scriptures, you may find that you don't really trust Him the way that you should.
Yeah. So. To grow in faith, the Bible says in Romans 10, that we're all familiar with Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But when James describes faith over in James 1, he talks about faith as being evidenced by our works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he equates faith with, it's not just this abstract idea. It's just not this warm and fuzzy feeling, but that faith represents work. It represents effort. You know, if you have faith in God, then you will demonstrate that faith by being obedient to him and doing those things that please him.
Right. And you learn what to do by knowing what the word tells us to do. Because if you don't know the word, then what kind of works are you doing? You know, it has to come from your knowledge of who God is. And then the works come from that.
So next time we'll go deeper into that, because I think that's a good place to pause for now and pick that up on our next episode. But I think there's a lot of meat still on this bone. There's a lot to discover about our walk with the Lord. And do we really believe him because we know him, or do we believe him because of what someone else said or what we heard or some, you know, feel good emotion that we have? Lord, just teach us to love you and trust you and to believe you and to have faith in you in all circumstances. Yes. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you next episode on In the Word Podcast.